All right, hanging out here talking with JoJo Mason. How's it going, JoJo?
Em, it's nice to hear your voice, my brother.
Well, I know you're currently out there on tour with Stephen Lee Olsen. You got a new song out called Just Like You. I mean, life's got to be pretty good right now for you, man.
Yeah, dude. Life is rolling, man. It's just one of those things that you just taking it day by day, seeing how things go. But, dude, I'm literally living my dream right now. I was thinking about talking with the wife about it today, and like, I got a good house, I got a good family, I got a beautiful dog and cat, I got a wife that's taking care of the household while I'm away. I'm out living my dream, dude. Yeah, things are good, brother.
Well, let's talk about this new single first. It's called Just Like You. It has to do with your relationship with your brother. And yeah, as man. Somebody who has a younger brother, I feel things are a little bit mixed up with me and my brother. Very similar thing, you know, didn't maybe get along as well as kids, but a lot better now that we're more grown up. But, yeah. You know, it's sort of it's an amalgamation. So he was the one kind of messing around with me more, though I did probably talk down to him quite a bit. But
yeah, man. So, hey, the good news is that song connected with you then, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's the goal for this song, too, dude. It's like me and my brother, we've always had a tumultuous relationship is the word I keep using. And that seems to be holding true. But we had some things happen in our family that almost forced us to become close. And Since it happened, man, we are thick as thieves, inseparable. And only thing is, I have never had a chance or really had a way to like tell him exactly how I feel, you know, about him and like the impact he's had and really let him know how important he is to me. Right. So I wanted to do it the best and kind of only way I knew how. And we came up with this song and here we are, man.
Nice. I'm always curious, you know, what made you want to put this one out to radio rather than just, you know, putting it on a streaming platform?
You know what? The answer I don't really have for you. I just wanted as many people to hear this as possible. And I know that the streaming platforms are amazing. They're the best, right? But radio is still king, man. And I wanted just to get as many ears on it as possible and connect with as many people as I can. And that's really all. That's really it, man. That's all I really wanted to do. And that's kind of the goal with every song I put out is just finding ways to connect with people and, you know, expressing things that are important to me. And, you know, hopefully I'm not going through those things by myself. So no expectations for this one, man. I'm just hoping that it hits people in the way that it hit me and, you know, connects with people in the way that I also feel about this song. So, yeah, man, I just wanted everybody to hear it.
Nice. Now you got a new EP coming out. It's called Betting on Me. Shelf on there. Betting on You. Just Like You. I mean, how excited are you for this to be coming out here in a few weeks?
Oh, buddy. This is one that's definitely a passion project, man. I got a bunch of songs ready to go. Picking these six songs to go on this EP was a tough one, but I think I'm very happy with the selections we made. And again, like I said, man, I just want to be able to connect with people. I just want to be able to put out music that truly means something to me, that, you know, relates to other people as well and give people an insight onto who I am as an artist, but also a person too, man. Like, yeah, we go up, we do the singing thing, but there's more to it. And the best way I know how to let people in is, you know, through my music.
Oh, yeah. Now, you are on tour, the Country Night in Canada tour with Stephen Lee Olsen. I mean, you were a junior hockey player, so I'm sure you were 100% on board with that kind of hockey theme. I don't know Stephen Lee's history with playing hockey, but I know he's a massive hockey fan, so.
Oh, big time, man. He's a gamer, dude. He can skate. He can play, man. We went out a couple of months ago and skated around, and kid's got some chops, man. I'm not going to lie. He's got some skills.
So what's it been like so far on the road there with him and doing this tour? I know you've kind of gone through BC. You're in Alberta now.
Yeah, we're rolling through Alberta right now, man. Honestly, it's been so good. I honestly couldn't ask for a better crew, a better team that Steven's put together. Like, they've just accepted me with open arms, man. And I wasn't sure what to expect. And I hadn't had a chance to rehearse or play with these guys before. And they showed up over-prepared. These guys are an absolute monster house, dude. So to be able to be out here with such professionals and great humans at the same time, as well as somebody that I've been a huge fan of, like, in Steven for so long, man, like, I'm literally living my dream right now.
Awesome. And now I hear you also have a podcast going you put out on Mondays?
We've kind of slowed up on the Mental Health Mondays things because we got some other mental health initiatives and campaigns that I'm currently working on, and we're gonna be putting together for you guys. And I can't wait to tell you, but I can't tell you yet.
That's the way it always goes. We got some stuff in the work, but just can't quite announce it yet. Not quite yet.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. But it's going to be awesome, and I'm very excited for it. And it's something that is near and dear to me, so I'm excited to share with you guys soon, but not quite yet.
So how important is mental health with you? Obviously, you live the hug life. You love your hugs. I mean, especially for an artist who's out on the road. Again, you have a wife and child at home. How important is that mental health aspect for you?
Yeah, man. The mental health aspect is huge. And it goes in so many different aspects, right? Like if you start checking off boxes of doing things that small things each day that are going to constantly and continuously help the mental state, things like going for a walk in the mornings or when you get up instead of just sitting on the bus, things like listening to some meditation videos or listening to something, just doing little things that are going to get you outside, move your body, help your mental just move, man. And if it's tough being on the road away from the family and stuff like that. So the FaceTime is always huge, and just always being honest and talking about it. And if I am going through something, or if I am feeling down, or if I am feeling sad because I'm missing the family, or I miss my son or my wife, or, you know, just if I'm just struggling out on the road, it's better to be open and honest and talk about it than it is to just try to like hide. Cause that's how you drown, man. And it's one of the things that I learned early was it's easier to go through your shit together than it is, you know, solo. So that's my biggest thing. And that's the thing that I take with me on the road right now the most is just being open and honest. And if I'm going through it, not fighting it, just allowing myself to go through it and talking to people about it, being open and honest, man. That's the hardest and best thing you can ever do.
Awesome. Well, I mean, the song is absolutely amazing. Cannot wait to hear this EP, and I cannot wait to see you and Stephen Lee Olsen when you guys make your way up here to Northern Alberta next week.
Hell yeah, bro. Can't wait to see you, my man.